The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 8th to the 11th of December 2025. We are so close to Christmas week. You can smell the turkey. You can smell the pigs in blankets. You can smell the cranberry sauce. You can smell the mulled wine. Inhale. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Yes. And EastEnders is slowly but surely kicking into gear for the big Christmas week. It seems to be a lot that's kind of preparing to be revealed. I'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But joining me this week, we have a guest appearance, ladies and gentlemen. It's the one and only Marge Simpson. How are you this week, Marge? Nice to have you on the podcast.
Hello, Rob. How are you? Hello.
Well.
No, I'm ill. That's why I said it like
Reasonably
that. And I do
well.
I do sound different. But I put that on to Robbie, really, like, oh, wow.
Yeah, no, she sent me a message at 7:30 this morning, so lots of them have just been dug up. And I offered, though, let me just put this out there. I'm not having you make it out that I am this slave master who's, well, get over it. I was dying with flu last year and I never missed a recording date, so get on with it. But no, I did offer to push it back a day, but Ree was like, no, because I don't know how ill I am yet. So let's get this out the way.
I may get worse tomorrow, so I thought better off doing it today. I'm a bit better now. I've warmed up a bit. You know, when you first wake up in the morning, but I was literally like, every other syllable was like, just not there. Like, how you? That's not
to be fair. To be fair, Northerners do miss a lot of syllables off sentences anyway, don't you?
That is true. We miss a lot of syllables. And
so with
letters,
you practically sound like radio interference, don't you?
So apologies in advance in case that happens again. Yeah. And I might cough. I'm going to try my best not to.
She might cough a bit, but we'll see how we get on. We'll see how we get on. So on to this week. This is the thing. I think we could tell that it's Christmas because this week felt a bit like a picky tea. Picky tea?
Yeah.
If you're not from the UK.
We call it picky plate.
If you're not from the UK, how would you describe a picky tea, Ree? It's sort of like
lots of bits and bobs on a plate, so you might have an handful of, like, chopped cucumber, an handful of olives, an handful of...
I was thinking sausage rolls and pizza and all that kind of thing. A chopped cucumber.
Not in my house, Robert.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Rihanna. I forgot you
lived in my house in Yorkshire.
I forgot you lived in Buckingham Palace over here. Sorry.
Like bits and bobs.
Yes. So it felt like we had two big stories and then lots of little kind of things to get through. So we'll
see how this great analogy, Rob. It was very much a picky tea week.
A picky tea.
It was
a Christmas buffet is what it was. But some big things revealed this week. Sam is back and she has a difficult time ahead of her. And we have said goodbye to a character who has officially been axed, apparently, according to all papers. Great shame, I think.
This is a madness. I actually feel really bad for him. Yeah.
Obsessed about this one. Well, we'll talk about Teddy first, because we'll talk about all the Harry stuff that went on this week. So let's get on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's kick off this week. We're talking about the Mitchells. Elephant in the room, Teddy's been axed. Teddy is gone. Well, according to all the papers, he's been axed, which, you know, you can take with a grain of salt if you choose to. But either way, he's gone. He's got 20 years, which means we ain't seen Teddy ever again, let's be real. So, I mean, what do you think? Like, it's a bad decision, do you think?
I just feel sorry for Roland Manoukian because he's hardly been in it. And I feel like the character of Teddy is the reason the entire Mitchell, that new Mitchell family, came to the square. So it feels almost unfair that he's the first one that's gone out of that family. And I just don't feel like there were a need for him to go. Like, he's been milling in background, but that's, I feel like that's okay for now.
This is the thing. If you actually look at Teddy's time on the square, it seems like all the other characters have got stories going on. Like Nicola is Nick. Nicola is Nicola, so Nicola's fine. Barney's got the stuff with Zach going on, and Harry's obviously got his stuff going on. And it feels like actually Teddy was the only one that sort of was just like going from story to story, but didn't really have a storyline of his own. Even the stuff that we learnt about Teddy when we were all sort of thinking, oh, actually, he's a psychopath, that was from Nicola anyway. So it wasn't like he was individually giving any storylines of his own. To me, it kind of feels like I was interested by Teddy. I liked his character. I thought it was nice to sort of have this side of the Mitchells that was more charm. Because normally, when you get a male Mitchell come in, it's all sort of like, you know,
Brawn over brains, whereas he was more brains over brawn, definitely.
Exactly. So I thought that was an interesting sort of thing to have. So I think it's a shame. I would put it in the same sort of category as I would Junior, where I'm just sort of like, oh, well, that's a waste. I'm going to miss him. I liked him. Not in the same sort of vein as Lonnie and Roxy, where I think that, oh my God, the show's being run by a psychopath. What's going on here? But at the same time, I'm like, oh, that's a shame. I liked him.
There was enough potential for him to just stay in there, weren't there? Like, but so you, we mentioned it. Well, we mentioned when we were recording earlier. Like, do you think this is what all the Oakey stuff was for? Just to get rid of
Yeah,
Teddy?
it was a lot to get rid of one character, and it wasn't even directly connected to it at the start, was he?
Or do you think maybe they saw his contract was coming up and they were like, I know how we could end both these things at the same time. Bish,
Maybe.
bash, bosh.
Maybe. I mean, like I say, in terms of why he left, in terms of, you know, the character, I was like, it makes sense. It seems like quite a Teddy thing to do in order to take the flak for Harry. He would be like, right, I'll do the prison sentence. That's
I
absolutely
think,
fine.
and I think other than killing Teddy off, there isn't any other way that you could write him out because he wouldn't leave his family like that.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, I know that it was done with a different producer at the time, but you, to be honest, you may as well have killed him off in the car crash, really, haven't you?
I mean, there is that argument
You know, you
given.
could have, yeah, given what has happened since, he may as well have just have died in that. So it's a shame. I think, to be honest with you, what this is a bit of a streamlining of the Mitchells and the Knights. Because obviously, I feel like Elaine is now going to go off and do her own thing. I feel like her and George are done. I don't feel like there's
Aren't they
any,
just?
I feel like they are. I don't feel like there's any sort of like clinging on or anything like that.
No.
Elaine barely speaks to him
That's
these days.
literally done, isn't
It
it? Yeah.
feels done. So I feel like Elaine is going to kind of be with Linda and Johnny, and that's all going to be one unit. And
Yeah.
then George and Gina are maybe going to sort of be with the Mitchells, and that's going to be that group.
Yeah, because obviously Anna's gone as well. So
Yeah.
yeah, they are kind of the only knights left, aren't they?
Yeah. And then so with Zach being connected now to Barney, I feel like that's going to be the core group of them now. So, yeah. If you do that, you kind of think, well, the one to get rid of in that situation is Teddy then. So,
I don't know. I don't know. I'd say it feels rushed, but in a way it doesn't feel
yeah, I
rushed.
don't think it does
It
feel
feels quite
rushed
sudden to us
particularly.
as viewers. I think it
Yeah.
feels sudden to us because maybe it's because they'd not announced it. If we'd have seen it coming, we'd have gone, oh, right, this is definitely his exit. I mean, I
Yeah.
speculated
Well,
that it felt
it
like an
felt like an
exit.
exit, didn't it? It did feel like an exit. We were sort of like, the only way Teddy gets out of this is if Harry confesses, and that just didn't happen. So if I mean, bless him, he tried. He did try several times, but it
Not
never
hard
not
enough, but there
hard
you
enough, and
go.
no one listened to him. He's standing up in court going, "It was me, it was my fault." The judge's like, "Can you shut?" The judge is like, "Can you shut up, please? I'm busy." So
Sure, he's being
yeah,
sentenced. Sit
excuse me,
down.
one sentence at a time, please. Thank you very much. You know why? It's because Richie wasn't there this week. If Richie had been there, we'd still have Teddy.
I did wonder this. Like, why is Richie not?
I
I
think
see,
do you know
yeah.
what? There's a part of me that actually thinks that that's why Richie wasn't in this week, because otherwise the audience would be like, "Well, Richie would never let this
That's
happen.
it.
This is so out of character for Richie."
So true, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although, even sometimes Richie can't do anything, you know? I mean, he did plead guilty to murder, so there is
Yeah,
that.
I've always kind of thought with Richie, like, we never actually quite know what she does. Like, we know she's good
No.
at her job, and we know she gets the Mitchells out of trouble. But we're never quite sure. She tends to say, "That's right, I can pull in a favour." We don't know what the
Yeah, innit?
favour
How
is.
does she do it?
How
How
does
does she
Richie
do
do what she
it?
does? We never know, but we
We're
just know
like,
that she does
see,
it.
we've seen her enter a courtroom and then
Yeah,
leave, but we don't really
yeah.
see what happens inside the court. Is she just
Richie
paying off all
is.
the jury or something?
Yeah, Richie is like, you know, we know that she does pull a rabbit out of a hat, but we don't know how she pulls that. We don't know where the rabbit comes from. The rabbit's hidden
And we
under a
never
counter
will. We
somewhere,
never
and we
shall,
never
though.
will. Indeed, indeed. So Harry is struggling this week again because Teddy has decided to plead guilty. That's all over the papers, which Nicola is kind of like, well, I need to hide that from everybody. Doesn't go, wasn't go very well, however.
No.
George goes round to Harry, and obviously he's in a state. He's coming down. He's itching. He's got ants, man, because he's like off, you know, wants drugs and everything. Are they not giving him methadone anymore?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Has he just sort of been like, no heroin or nothing?
Yeah, maybe. They've not mentioned him getting methadone. They did when he was first out, yeah, didn't they? But then they've not mentioned it again since.
I mean, I'm assuming, you know, I'm not a heroin addict, Reed, so maybe you can help me out with this. But I assume, you know, if you're on methadone for coming down from heroin, like, it's not like a complete and utter, like, oh, it's not like vaping and cigarettes. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just kind of go from one to the other. It's like, oh, well, that gives me the same hit. I'm assuming that methadone doesn't hit you quite the same way, so it still requires willpower.
Does it? I'm assuming that methadone, it won't give you like the high from heroin, but it mimics it in your body,
yeah,
so you're not getting the withdrawals.
Yeah,
so it's like a bit like a nicotine patch, I guess. Like,
yeah,
you're not physically smoking the cigarette, but you're getting that nicotine that your body's craving, so it makes you not want it as much. Mm. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But then, because I was wondering that, I was like, I think I've already said this. Can you have methadone and heroin at the same time?
Yeah,
surely
like
people do. Surely.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they do, but I feel like that's like, as I said, it's like taking Cocodamol and paracetamol. I feel like you're not supposed to do that.
Well, anyway.
Because then you overdose.
Either way, it doesn't look like it's taking methadone anyway.
No,
so
it
doesn't.
Doesn't
really matter.
Frankly,
it's just overdosing
heroin.
On heroin.
Exactly.
Every week,
it's heroin or nothing for our Harry. Mm. He tells George everything. Like, I think it's because he was just in such a state of sort of like, it was me, I did it. And George is sort of, is it me, or was George ever so slightly a little bit sanctimonious this week? Because before he discovered about, you know, Nicola being pregnant, he's sort of like, right, that's it, you and me, station, now you're going to confess everything. And there's a side of me that kind of was like, why do you care, George? Like, what has this actually got to do with you at this point? I appreciate the Kojo aspect, but at the same time, I'm sort of like, does it have anything to do with you, George, really?
I don't know if somebody confessed that they'd murdered someone to you and that the dad were going away
But would you frog march them down the police station?
Maybe not, but Harry was in a bad way, weren't he? Like, he was in a really bad way. And at that point, maybe George were thinking, the only thing that's going to make you feel better is confessing. I know what you mean, though. Like, why was it his place? Yeah. Why was it his place to get involved like that, I guess? But, I don't know.
I mean, I did enjoy Nicola coming home because Harry had been begging her for money, for drugs, obviously. And then when Nicola comes home and finds George there and George armed with all this information, Nicola's like, I've got the money for you. You know, you can have the money for drugs. And like desperate, absolutely desperate. And then, I mean, I get it with Nicola, though. It's sort of like, yeah, she's that desperate to sort of keep herself and Harry out of prison. She's like, fine, be high. That's fine. We'll do that instead. And then, because she's so desperate, she turns around to George and says, well, if he tells the police what actually happened, then I'm going down, Teddy's going down, and he's going down, and I'll be having your baby in prison.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way of stopping somebody, isn't it?
It worked.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, she's all of a sudden like, oh, do you know what, actually? Maybe confessing isn't the thing for you. I think maybe just keep quiet on this one for now. I mean,
you are right, though. I'm still pondering on why George was so involved, but he has been quite like this throughout it all.
All the way through,
He was the one who called the police.
Yeah.
When, you know what I mean? So I guess in a way it makes sense.
I get it in the sort of sense that, like, he's got Gina and Kojo's best interests at heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So kind of the removal of Harry from that situation means that he doesn't have to worry about that aspect with either of them. Mm. So I get it.
I feel like he did have Harry's best interests at heart, though. Like, I feel like he's kind of forgiven Harry for it all because he's seen what's happened to Harry since it.
I mean, maybe this is one of those moments where we have to question our morals, because actually he's completely right. Harry should.
I mean,
you should probably go and confess to that murder that he did.
But...
Yeah, you probably should do the right thing. We're like, mind your own business, George. Let Harry.
What are you getting involved for?
Get your nose out. Get your nab out. So. Harry is kind of insisting that he's going to court. Like, so he leaves a nice little note saying, see you in court, and then doesn't go to court the next day. He has to be told by Gina. Maybe you should go to court. Like, he's sort of like, he's tried to sleep in container alleyway or something.
He says, too much of a coward to go to court, is what he says.
Couldn't face
it. And then she convinces him to go, and then she regrets that she convinced him to go.
Lots of regret.
I think she gave him good advice, to be fair.
I think, like, Gina gave him excellent advice. I like Harry and Gina. You know what Gina's like. She senses mess. She's like, I'm there. oh, she's like Oprah, Gina is. I was
She's
like, I
been all
sense a
over it, hasn't she?
situation I need to get involved with, so I'm gonna, here's my all my advice. She loves it. They go to court, and Teddy is given 20 years and is sent down. I always get confused when they say life in prison, because then they will turn around and say, oh, but you can apply for parole in 20 years. It's sort of, well, that's not life then, is it? I think they
I
need to
know, I don't
change
ever
it.
understand that. Just
No.
say 20 years in prison,
Yeah.
surely.
But then,
Or is
yeah,
it
I know.
minimum sentence,
It's a minimum sentence. Yeah. You're not
depending on
allowed.
like the behavior kind of thing?
Yeah, you're not allowed to apply for parole. I don't, this is the whole problem with this, though. It's like we've said all along. It's like if they actually just told the truth about what happened, even if they had just said that Teddy was the one that did it, if they still claimed self-defense, especially when the judge literally listed off all the reasons as to why this had happened, that the cuckooing plot had happened, that Oki had been keeping Harry hostage, that Kojo had been involved, like there's a very reasonable argument for self-defense here.
But then you couldn't write Teddy out and do
Well,
his
this is
head,
it.
could you, Rob?
Yeah,
But yeah, I know what
sorry.
you're saying.
Legally, it feels like the judge was quite harsh to Teddy in that regard.
I know, but then the other thing that
Fair, Richard.
Teddy
The judge was all like,
argued.
oh, she's fair, she's fair. 20 years for self-defense, that is not fair.
Yeah, oh, you've been really remorseful and honest, but here's 20 years.
Yeah.
The thing is, as well, though, with him not saying the self-defense thing was that then there would have been a court case and he didn't think that Harry could endure that, and he felt that
Yeah.
he'd have cracked under the pressure, which is why he decided to plead guilty to murder, weren't it?
And he also looked at his contract and was like, oh, I haven't got enough episodes left for a court case.
Oh.
I
Oh,
better
is that
just
it?
plead
Is it
guilty.
December? Right,
I
plead
better plead
guilty.
guilty. So yeah, Teddy's gone. Teddy's gone down, and he's been sent to what, Durham as well. He's been sent to as well,
Durham. Oh
just
yeah,
for the
loved
hell
that
of
they
it.
just threw
Yeah, just
that
to
one
make
in
sure
there.
that he's never coming back. We'll send him to Durham as
Yeah.
well. You
So
know,
you're definitely not going to see him having little chats
no,
with and visits with Harry and
never,
Barney either. He's in
never
Durham,
again.
so
Ne
gone.
never again. And
Yeah.
that is it. Zach is now Barney's dad.
Great shame, actually.
Yeah,
Real
I'm gonna miss
shame.
him. Yeah, I am gonna miss him. I liked him as a character. I liked his role. I loved his relationship with Barney. And actually,
Yeah, same.
I thought that the way that he actually reacted to the Zach stuff on the whole was really refreshing, because I think you'd expect a Mitchell to sort of like a war and sort of like try to have Zach killed and everything. And actually, Teddy did the opposite in many regards.
He just did what
So
was right for Barney, didn't
yeah, Harry acted like a Mitchell and tried to kill
he?
Zach, and but it's a shame. But there we go. And that does leave Harry just bereft and racked with guilt and overdosing again. He gets some heroin and absolutely overdoses in the Archers. Gina finds him. When Nicola finds out, I was really confused about what she was injecting him with when she ran out when she ran over. I was sort of like, I thought what she was doing was injecting him with like methadone, so make it seem like he'd overdosed on that or something. I was really confused about what she was doing.
I assumed that it were, because it looked like she had a little first aid kit, so I assumed it's something that
Yeah.
she'd got somewhere that meant it, if he overdosed again, but I didn't know what it
I've
was
never
either.
heard of
And they
that.
didn't explain it. She just said, oh, doctor gave me something in case it happened again.
I mean, I've never heard of that. If somebody gives you something in case you overdose on it, I mean, I'm assuming it is a thing. They didn't just make it
Of
up.
course,
It must be a thing. It's just I'd never heard of it. I
I
think it was
wonder
one
what
of those.
it is, what it does and
I
that,
don't know. I
like.
feel like it was one of those things where it's sort of like there's something that happens here that the doctors would have said, so we'll just put that in there, and then we
Yeah,
just
maybe.
we'll put that there. We've done that, and we don't need to bother explaining it, because I didn't know
Possibly.
really. But it happens.
Do you
So there
know
we go.
what? With the heroin there, right? Is
Yeah.
he, what I'm not understanding, like, obviously I should with all my experience and that,
Yes, as a
but
drug addict. Can
is he,
you imagine? There's people who
is
didn't see that
he,
episode.
I was going to say, for people who don't know what we're on about, I got accused of it a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
It is not true,
it is
needless to
true.
say.
It is
Well,
true.
obviously. So when he's, I'm acting it out here because I know where it all goes.
Know where the vein is and everything.
When he's injecting it, is he
Yes.
deliberately overdosing or is he doing it all accidentally? Is it
That's a
easy to
good, yeah. Is he
accidentally
just
do?
is he a really bad drug addict and never knows when
Yeah,
to stop? Yeah,
which he
no, that's a
might
good point.
be
No, it's a good
because
point.
he was being given the dosages before by Oki. Did Oki know what had not caused an overdose, which is why he'd not had one
That's a
while he was
very
locked
good
in a
point.
room on his own?
I don't know, in all honesty. Yeah, because Oki would have been the one administrating it,
You'd
and since
think,
yeah,
or
and since
giving him the right amount kind of
it
thing.
does suggest the fact that Harry has been a drug addict for about 2 months and has overdosed
Yeah.
twice would imply that he doesn't really know
Whilst
what
not
he's
under
doing.
Oki's supervision.
Yeah, see, Oki was the one that was keeping him alive, ironically. I think we
After
misjudged
getting him on it
Oki.
in the first
We
place,
misjudged
but
Oki terribly. Clearly, he
didn't
was a
we
Florence
just?
Nightingale in that sense. So, yeah, he overdoses, rushed to hospital. Nicola, meanwhile, gets abdominal pains. Now, it feels like the abdominal pains sort of happened and then nothing happened to them. Do you
Yeah,
get
then she'll fine.
random, do you get like random abdominal pains, like, oh my God, I've lost the baby, and then everything's fine? Is that Braxton Hicks? Is that what it's called?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm
No,
sorry.
you're
I'm
right. It's called
trying.
Braxton Hicks. Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed like that, but
No,
it
you
just made me
shouldn't. That
laugh.
was really, really
No.
unfair and horrible. Very
No,
unkind.
Braxton Hicks is what you get towards the end of pregnancy. That's
Oh,
it's
not in
like
the middle.
fake contractions, Braxton
Right.
Hicks. But she's
Okay.
quite early days, isn't she? She what?
14 weeks, she
14
said.
weeks, she
14
said.
weeks, yeah, we
Yeah.
discovered she was this week, yeah.
I don't know, I guess some people might. It might even just
You
be
definitely do if you're a
like,
soap character. That's guaranteed at some point you'll get, like,
well, there's a
abdominal
lot going
pains.
on in your body, so I guess it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
Do
there's
you
a
know
lot
what? I
going
didn't
on in her
understand.
life.
Well, I didn't understand when people said I don't remember that about being pregnant, but I don't remember that about being pregnant. When I was pregnant, when people said that to me, like, I don't remember, I'm like, how do you not remember every minute of being pregnant? And now I'm like, nope,
It's
that's
9 months.
been
It's
wiped out
quite a
of my
long time.
brain.
It's quite a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it gets repetitive after a while. You wake up, you throw up, your back hurts,
Well,
you eat a
there
pickle
is.
covered in chocolate.
I loved pickled onion Monster
Oh,
Munch. Oh, it's even making me now like, oh, could eat the pickled onion Monster Munch.
that
No,
is
but
the
I feel
spawn of Satan.
like, I mean, for Nicola, it could have just been her stress at the situation and
Oh,
her tummy
yeah.
doing flips, and then maybe something was
Yeah,
kind of happening in the
and she is
moment.
running across the square, which I don't think is advised when you're pregnant. You know, you're
Yeah.
sprinting across the square to get to Harry, throw yourself on her knees to sort of be at his side.
You can
So,
do that if you're used to running, but if you're
yeah.
not, yeah.
So Harry's taken to hospital. He's going to be fine. They sort him out, and George persuades Nicola to just go and get the baby checked. We get some more beautiful pictures of pixels on the screen. I'm sorry, Ray, but that one particularly, when she showed him that picture, I was sort of like,
Could you see the baby?
no, it's a massive
That's
pixel.
so funny. It's so
It's
funny.
like a 70s video game, just pixels everywhere. It's like, is that Space Invaders or a baby?
It's so funny because I can just see it
Could
straight
you see the
away.
head? Because I mean,
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah,
yeah, because
yeah.
it would have been like an actual scan photo that they've just nicked off one of the crew or
Yeah.
something. So no, I couldn't see it at all. It just looked like a weird sort of.
Ah,
It looked
little
like one of
baby.
those, you know, those pictures that you sort of have to put your nose to, and then you sort of pull the thing all
Magic
the way.
Eye, I've never been
Magic
able
Eye
to do
picture. No,
those.
me neither. Which is probably
Never
why I
been
can't
able
see this
to.
baby. Maybe that's
Well,
what
I
it
can.
But you're a
I can't do
mum.
Magic Eye. True, true.
But she decides she's keeping it, and
Yeah.
George is like, yeah, I like this idea. Let's.
Well, what was your first thought, though, to be fair, when she had the abdominal pain? Did you think, oh, this is it now? This is she's having a miscarriage. She's not going to have the baby. Is that what you thought was going to happen?
I didn't think that she was going to have a miscarriage, because if she'd had a miscarriage, my first question would have been, what was the point of making her pregnant?
True. I did think, oh, my gut was, oh, there's a complication about to happen or something. I weren't expecting it to be all, I know everything's fine and
Yeah.
dandy, which it was, which
No,
I'm glad about, obviously,
yeah,
but.
I mean, it might mean, you know, there might be something horrible to come later on down the line.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, Nicola does not lead the sort of life where pregnancy long term is looking good for her, bless her, unfortunately, with the
I
lifestyle
don't
that
know
she
though. She's
leads.
got George grounding her now. She might be
Now
all
she has,
right.
now she has. But then at the same time, it takes more than George, I would say, to keep Nicola's feet on the ground, almost the
True. No,
one.
I
You
don't
reckon? Well, we'll see. We'll see. I feel
know.
like
I don't know. Go on.
now he's there with her. It feels like, have they put Nicola and George together now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it, doesn't it? They're not a
I
couple
like
at
it.
this.
I'm here
Yeah, they're
for it.
not, again, by Teddy. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, if at the same time, you're sort of like.
She's. See, this is what I've already thought. I feel like we've already seen this softer side to Nicola with George that we didn't see with Teddy.
She
I know
likes
that she's
him.
got this soft side,
Yeah.
but she's already so much more vulnerable with George than
Yeah.
we ever witnessed with Teddy. I'm sure someone
Yeah.
might correct me, but I didn't know. With Teddy, it were very bolshy and over defensive, I feel.
With Teddy, it was all very. Mind you, you know, we had the whole King Edward thing with Teddy, and there was history there.
Yeah,
And.
but it weren't that vulnerability though with the King Teddy thing, was it?
True.
Sure, she were attracted to him, but with George, it's like she really lets her guard down.
There's a level where she kind of feels quite safe with George in a lot of
Yeah.
ways. Yeah, and in terms of her, you know, given George's past relationship history, you know, you look at Cindy and Nicola seems like quite understandable evolution of George's relationships. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Elaine, if anything, was sort of like in the middle as sort of like
The anomaly.
spot the odd one
Yeah.
out here. But,
Yeah.
so it does make sense. I don't mind George and Nicola together. I think it works quite nicely, but it does feel like that was very much the plan. This is why Teddy has gone, because and this whole streamlining thing seems to be why we're going, I think.
It would be interesting though if this is it now and this is just going to be Nicola really tame, which is what I'm wondering. Is
I
that what
don't want
George is going
that.
to do to her? I don't, but maybe a gradual taming, I wouldn't mind.
Well, I don't think we're going to get her tamed because Zach and Barney seems to be Nicola's next
True.
wall, I would say.
Yes.
Because Zach steps up this week, basically, you know what I mean? And Barney kind of goes to Zach for support, and their relationship is starting to really grow and they're getting closer. And Nicola does not like this one iota.
No, she doesn't. Why is she so against it anyway? I don't get
This is the
it.
thing. It's sort of like, well, now Teddy's gone, is she going to start to sort of be okay with it? Because at least it's a father figure in Barney's life now that Teddy's not there. And clearly Barney is reacting well to that. But I think it's the thing is with Nicola, I think she's one of these people where everything that's happened in her life, she has a lot of making up to do as a mother. And I feel like a new person coming in and automatically being a better parent than she is kind of really puts her hackles up.
Yeah, maybe because it's more. It doesn't even seem like it's the relationship. It's like she hates Zach, and it or is it that Zach represents a part of herself that she don't want to remember? Like,
I
do you
think
know what I mean?
I think just Zach is a visual representation of a woman who has made so many mistakes with her children throughout her
Yeah,
life, to the point
yeah.
where one of them has only just discovered who his true father is. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a constant reminder of I've screwed up there, I screwed up
Yeah,
there, I've
yeah.
got Harry on the sofa off his boobs on drugs. Do you know what I mean? Like Harry, you know, Barney
Off
wants to
his
spend more.
boots.
I was trying to keep it polite.
Sorry, we're letting that one slide.
Why did you say tits? It's not like I don't swear.
I
Off his boobs on
don't
drugs. Off his boobs.
know. Oh dear, yeah.
You know, so I feel like it's more to do with how she sees herself more than anything
Yeah,
else.
yeah.
And Zach, the problem with Zach is as well, like now he's in there. We know what Zach's like. He's now gonna try and be head parent, I think. I think
Yeah,
his plan will
which,
be to get Barney away from Nicola as
yeah.
soon as possible. And we also had that scene at the end of the week with Teddy and Billy, which felt like
Yes.
something. It felt like some hinting at something that's to come as well, where Teddy's sort of like, watch Nicola, she's dangerous. Please look after my children because they're not safe with her or something. So there is that element
But
to it
this
as
is
well.
kind of what I'm saying about George already feels like she's not the same with George as she's with Teddy. Is that because George is more straight than Teddy, if you know what I mean? Like he's
But
never had that side to him.
then
Or is the time?
is this Nicola the one that Teddy first met when they first started going out? I mean, it's just history.
Possibly, yeah. We've just
Is
not
this just
seen
hist
that.
yeah, is
Yeah.
this just history repeating itself?
Possibly.
Nicola
I
is
don't know.
so
I feel
fascinating.
like.
I adore her. She's an amazing character.
I
I love
do.
her, I love her, I love her.
I feel like that scene with Billy and Teddy were just so that we could get that closure because that's why Teddy came in, was because he was Billy's
Yeah.
brother, and it would have felt odd if we'd have
Oh, it
not seen
was
Billy say a proper goodbye.
absolutely right. They needed that moment together. But I feel like that scene was sort of hinting at something. It's very much saying Nicola's story is far from over. I feel like there's a lot more to come from Nicola, and there should be because she's fascinating. She is
Cover.
layered, played by a fantastic actress. Long may she
Amazing,
reign.
like
Long may
actually
she reign.
amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely. How's Harry going to cope from here? Not well, is my guess. How much longer do you think he's going to be a drug addict for?
I don't know, he needs to go to
He
rehab.
needs to
Like
go to rehab,
you
really.
just need to bite the bullet, Nicola, and send him and just
Oh,
hope
you
that
know
he
what
don't
we need?
confess his murder to anyone else.
Yeah, you know what we need is a moment between him and Linda, because they've both been here.
True, yeah, both murdered someone and turned to the
Yep.
pop or the other
Exact
pop,
pop.
yeah.
The pop! That's a word for it, yeah. Yes, I feel like Linda coming back, which is soon, by the way. Linda coming
About
back, I felt,
time.
yeah, I know, right? Like, where the
I
hell has
mean, do
she
you know,
been?
can I just say something that crossed my mind this week? So obviously I'm getting into the world of schools and
Oh,
stuff. And I'm like,
yes.
are Sharon and Linda, are they classed as homeschooling their kids then? Because
They are
like,
getting
our UK
fined out
authorities
their
would not be on
arses.
this. They're getting taken to court, mate. Trust me.
Oh yes.
Jeez.
And
yeah, I've
going
been
to come
wondering
face.
this.
Sharon's going to come face to face with that drug, with that drug, with that judge who slut shamed her in court during the sick
Oh
storyline. Do you
God,
remember?
yeah. Oh God,
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't for her
Yeah,
sake.
I know. Well, she's going down again. So there we go. Yeah, I feel like Harry needs to go to rehab. I feel like that's the, because
Or
otherwise,
Gina's going to help him out of it, maybe.
the thing is, though, Gina is one of these people, I think, that thinks she's better at this than she actually is.
I mean, there is that, isn't there?
And to be
But I don't
fair,
know.
how do you help someone who's in Harry's position right now? Like, he needs professional help. They're either going to go the cold turkey route with him, and then ultimately he's still going to have to go to rehab because, let's be real, the cold turkey approach is actually dangerous for him. Yeah, he's going to have to go to rehab. That's the only
He
way I can
needs
see this
some
finishing.
help.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did think about all this Harry storyline there? Do you think they're all more empathetic to him, given that he was kind of forced into taking the drugs, than if he'd have become a drug addict off his own back?
Independently. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And that's certainly where I'm at with it. It's sort of like, this isn't his
Yeah.
fault, bless him, at all. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like
Yeah.
he. There's a there was a there would have been a perfectly understandable path to him becoming involved in the drug world and then becoming an addict
Yeah.
independently, but that's not where they went with it. So I think there is definitely this level of sympathy for Harry. He's not a Nick Cotton type. Do you know what I mean? Like, he
Yeah, this is what
is,
I was thinking,
yeah.
yeah.
So I feel like that will help Harry moving forwards. God, Elijah's good though, isn't he? He's
He's
amazing.
really good. He's
So
actually really
good.
good.
He
Yeah.
is. As long as he sticks around, I think leading man sort of material in the for the show's future. I think, like, he's going to be up there. He's brilliant.
A new younger Mitchell.
Indeed, indeed. So on to those sorts of smaller storylines. We're into the bitty tea bit now. Nice sausage roll, or to you, a chopped cucumber, you weirdo. And what?
I love a baby cucumber, or just a baby
Baby
cucumber.
cucumber, a cucumber
Oh, I love a
bet.
baby cucumber. Cucumbered. I like
Cucumbet.
that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, Elaine. So she is beginning the preparations for the opening of the hotel boutique. But it turns out that she hasn't got all the council planning that she needs. Now, I've got to be honest, all of this sort of thing always goes completely over my head. I don't know what any of this means. Like, if you bought a property, why the hell has it got to do with the council? What you do with it?
I don't know. Maybe if you're adding like five bathrooms, maybe you need to get
Why?
permission, I would guess. I
Why?
don't
What's it got to
know.
do with them? Mind your own business. It's my house. I do what I
There
like
are
with it. Thank
certain,
you.
to be fair, there's certain things, but even I wouldn't know what you need to get
No.
exact permission for, to be
I bet
honest.
they catch
But
people out all the time for people who are like, no, I needed to let you know that I was having a conservatory put
there
in.
are, yeah, but there are certain regulations, aren't there, about if you're turning like an attic into a
I
bedroom,
suppose
you
it's
have
a
to get that
business as well,
approved and
isn't it?
stuff.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Yeah, and it's a business, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
there's like certain regulations to be able to class it as an actual bedroom legally and stuff. Yeah.
Well,
All
there you go.
sorts.
There you go.
Anyway,
Well,
she hadn't done any of
she
that.
hadn't done any of
Clearly,
that.
Elaine doesn't have a clue
No.
either.
I thought I got the feeling that Elaine does know and she just couldn't be asked to sort it out, in all
Yeah,
honesty.
I
Because
mean, fair.
especially seeing as though Johnny would probably be fully aware what she needs to do. And Elaine's like, yeah, I've sorted that. It's absolutely fine. And yes, Linda does know exactly how much money I spent. She's fine with that as well. All lies.
Well, obviously.
Yes.
God knows what Linda's gonna. I mean, I'm not being funny though. If I were Elaine, I'd be like, well, you've been on a cruise, so
Yeah,
I've just sorted everything.
you've been cruising around Saturn for the past 6 months,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you can
Yeah,
nanas, like, whinging
exactly.
about that. Yes. So yeah, she is sort of trying to arrange this big old sort of thing. Like, I think we're opening the boutique next week. Johnny, meanwhile, has opened up his own legal business, Carter and Carter.
Carter and Carter.
Indeed, and he's having like a little sort of do to open that up with. And Timothy arrives. We've not seen him for weeks and weeks and weeks. I was so confused as to what on earth Elaine was playing at this week. What is she doing with the Timothy thing? Like, is she trying to sort them out as a throuple so that she has an easier life with the council? What is going on, please?
I think that she just can see that he's got connections, maybe. I'm not sure. But I also, by the way, and I'm really sorry if I've missed this thing, you're going to go, how did you miss this? But when did we discover that Timothy fancied Callum? Did we
Yeah,
discover
no,
that?
I thought the idea was that Timothy fancied Johnny.
Yeah, so did I. But then this week, it's apparently,
It's
no, it's Callum.
well, see, I wonder that I feel like there's something going on with Timothy that we're yet to discover.
Yeah,
Like,
but
there's
what?
a like clearly he is there's a slight sinister edge to him.
Do you think he's going to blackmail him into being a throuple or something?
Well,
Is it
what
that
we
route they're
originally
going
thought
down?
Well, what we originally thought with Timothy, where it was going to go, was that he fancies Timothy. Johnny needs him for business things and connections. And without Timothy, Johnny's business goes through the floor. So I thought the way this was going was that Timothy was essentially just going to blackmail Johnny into sleeping with him or something.
Yeah.
And then I felt like we were going down that path with it.
Yeah.
But like you say, this week, he seems quite disappointed that Callum wasn't there. So, and Elaine is sort of like, become a throuple. Just have a threesome and then everything will be fine. Essentially is what she's offering, right? Did I miss something?
Yeah.
It just seemed to be what Elaine is wanting to happen and also actively encouraging to happen.
Yeah, why? Why? Johnny's anyway, like, yeah, it does feel like that. Well, in fairness, I think she was just trying to get him on side because she's like, oh, I've messed up with this council regulation stuff. You can fix it. Come on then, Timothy, get it sorted. Yeah, I'll treat you all to it.
To be fair, though, Elaine has always liked Timothy. Like, Timothy is like the apple in Elaine's eye. She loves him. Remember when she first turned up, she was absolutely obsessed with him from the moment that she met him. So I don't know what's going on with
all his
Elaine.
Connections. And
I think she fancies Timothy, to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah,
I think she did, to be fair, when he first showed up,
So I don't know what's going on here with the Timothy stuff. I feel like something that we don't know yet. I don't know. I get the feeling that the way that it's turned on the fact that he was more interested in Callum this week.
Yeah, which was
going
news
on there.
To me.
Yeah.
Is that thing?
Yeah, no, it was new, 100%. So something's going on there.
Mm.
I don't know what yet, though. And is this going to be...
Or is it going to be that Callum's in the police and he'll want something from Callum, maybe? Or he'll blackmail Callum?
Do what I'd do, right?
Go on.
Because they do want to... presumably, they do want to bring Ben back at some point, right?
Right, yeah.
I would make it... If I was writing this, I would make it that Timothy... isn't called Timothy, he's actually George Trott, Heather's son, and he's into legal stuff. He realised that Trott and Trott is a rubbish name for a legal representation, so he changed his name, right? Because it would be, let's be fair.
Miller by now, though?
Yeah, but no.
Anyway.
Simplicity's sake, Trott and Trott is a shite name for a legal place, right?
Yeah.
You would not go there for legal problems, would you? Anyway, so, and then he realises that Ben's in prison, so I want to get my revenge on Ben, so I'm going to become Ben's legal representation, and I'm going to get him out of prison, and I'm going to get Callum on side, and he's going to want me to represent Ben, so he's going to get out sooner, and then I can have Ben all to myself for revenge, and then the big reveal would happen. That's what I'd do.
Possibly. Although I feel like he'd be too old to be George Trott because...
How old would George be now? Which is all
completely
enough.
Yeah, he'd be too old because he went to uni with Johnny, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He'd be the same age as Johnny, wouldn't he? And I think George were born in...
I'd wreck on it.
2009, 10?
Yeah. Maybe. Well, in which case, I have no idea what's going on with Timothy. Something's going on, and I'm sure we will discover what. Meanwhile, Ian and Elaine, that's happening.
Gio.
Hate to break it to you. Hate
By
to
the way, that means give over in Yorkshire. Gio, well, Rob.
It's happening, I'm telling you now.
I know it is. It looks like it.
Does look like
I'm
it.
Not,
I am here
I'm not
for
here
it.
For it at all.
I am here for it, 100%.
But do you know what this means? That in about 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I'm here for it 100% because I hate it so much
Soon as Cindy kicks off, you'll be all for it, right?
I mean, I'm not right now as it currently stands. I am not remotely here
you're
for it.
You're not thinking. You're not in your right frame of mind. You're not well.
I said it last week. I stand by it. I know that I'll change my mind.
The illness
had
taken hold of you without you realizing it last week.
Maybe. I've been trying to think of their shipping name, and it doesn't even work. So clearly, they're not going to work. Elaine. Just don't work. Don't work.
Beacock.
That's not
Beacock.
Bad, actually.
That would work.
That's not
that
bad.
Would work.
Beacock.
I am shipping Beacock.
Peel.
Yeah, I think Beacock has more
Beacock.
Impact. No offense. Anyway, so that's all happening.
Yeah.
Ian's basically getting all... I like Ian this week. But it's like comedy Ian. It's something I always enjoy. And Ian is sort of trying to sort of... Clearly, he's got this... He's clearly still holding a grudge from the pub quiz because he's sort of still furious about that. And it's like, right, the way I'm going to get my revenge on you for beating me in the pub quiz is to get your boutique closed down because I know people in the council.
This is how petty Ian is, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Over a pub quiz, he's going to get someone's business closed down. And the fact that she's competition for being a business person at the square, of course, as well.
100%. But,
yeah. Brilliant. I love Ian, to be fair. I'm so glad Ian's back.
Yeah. The show didn't.
But not with Elaine. Not with Elaine.
Oh, we will see, Rihanna. We will see.
I'm sure I'll change my mind.
Let's move on now to the next story. It's Oscar's 18th birthday. He's finally allowed to drink legally.
He's finally allowed to legally drink in the Albert that he's been drinking in for God knows how long.
Yeah, I mean, that place is like, I'm sure that the Albert is one of those places where after a certain time, you're definitely not allowed in there until you're 18, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like, at your place, like what time do you open your bar?
It's 18 plus only.
Oh, and all whenever you're open. Yeah.
Sod having anyone sneaking in and no, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean, I know the Albert's open during the day, but I feel like after
do
a certain time,
food in
would
Albert?
Not be allowed in. No, they should.
No. They should. I feel like they used to at one point.
Like the gay chef, that would be marvellous. Anyway.
Well, Jasmine's been serving him, though, all this time, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah, Jasmine. Well, yeah, and Elaine and Cindy haven't given two tosses.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there we go.
But yeah, it's his birthday. Lauren is sort of planning a surprise party for him. And when that surprise party happens, he's clearly still really hung up on Jasmine. And everybody gives him this advice where it's just sort of like, just go and have sex with somebody else and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's how you'll get over it, Oscar. Don't worry about it.
Get on top of somebody else, yes.
I mean, that was Cindy as well, weren't it? Which says it all. I loved that entire little interaction, to be fair.
It's the fact that Cindy and Ian's relationship now has reached a point where Cindy trying to have Ian killed twice is now at banter level.
Banter, and how many times she's cheated on him, like, lol.
What we like, eh? But yeah, Oscar does just... Oscar takes that order, and then... I wish I could do this, Ree. I don't want to... I really do. Just go up to somebody and say, hi.
Not young anymore, Rob. Not young anymore, that's
even
what it
when
is.
I was young, I couldn't do this. Like,
oh,
just go
I don't know. In your prime, Rob. Come
prime.
On. Not that you're not
I'm still
in your prime
thank
now.
Thank you,
but...
thank you. Backpedal. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I know you're ill, but don't think I won't whack you. He does. He just goes up to this bloke and is pulled by the end of the night. And I'm sort of
I think it's like a bit of a, you know, he's like Max, isn't he? He's got that charm of Max that he can
the
just branding. Do that because he's young and, you know.
Branning Max magnetism. Maxitism.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Thank you. So, yeah, he pulls this bloke. There's a really weird moment where the pair of them just, like, at the end of the episode, they are running through the square for no reason whatsoever. I don't know why. I've never ran with a ball.
Because they were running
life.
To find somewhere secretive to go, I think, is what we were supposed to say.
I must have sex immediately. Run.
Yeah.
Speed. Sprint. But he can't do that. Like, they have a bit of a kiss, but then he's sort of like, I don't want to do this. So off you go. Good kisser, but thank you very much. Goodbye. And then Jasmine appears in the alleyway behind him and sort of like, I need your help. And that's the duff. The Jasmine stuff is very big next week, I believe.
Oh, okay.
We're going to
finally find out everything.
Next week, we are going to find out who Jasmine is, what the hell's been going on with her. I'm excited to find all that out because the whole Jasmine thing has been intriguing and I'm really curious.
And she's definitely staying around because the actress keeps doing loads of stuff on the social media. So there's no way that she's not still there.
Is she still there now? Yeah. Is she?
On socials, yeah.
Well, the fact that...
Must have pre-recorded, potentially, but go on.
Well, yeah, but the fact that Zoe is currently staying at Lauren's, I feel, is relevant.
Oh, give over. They've not quadruple bluffed us, have they?
Well, we did say this when we last saw Jasmine, that actually I think, like, the Cindy stuff was a bluff, and they've covered up the fact that they introduced the idea that Zoe had a daughter, and then the girl that came in that was clearly, you know, the right age and everything... So they double bluff with that, and now they're going to actually.
So then, would that mean that? So does that imply that Anthony is the father then?
I don't know. That's the kind of aspect of it that I don't quite. I don't understand what was going on with Anthony. Like, because the thing is, though, the stuff that we learnt about Jasmine when we met her mum, there was no implication there that she was adopted or anything like that, was there?
No, there weren't, no. Yeah, but I mean, why would
they could,
she,
they,
to be fair?
No, but
yeah,
they could
yeah.
reveal that next week. There's no reason why not. But, yeah, it's either going to be... It feels like it's Zoe-related. It must be by this point, because we're coming up to Christmas, so answers need to be happening soon, surely. So,
or maybe Jasmine knows Zoe's son.
Maybe.
somehow protect, like maybe she's not actually Zoe's daughter, maybe it could be that.
Yeah, I mean, the whole son thing, I feel like, because we, when the daughter was, like, Zoe thinks that her daughter's dead, and we've known all along that the daughter wasn't dead, so I feel like that's the
Well, we
bigger.
think, but
Oh, I
it
feel like
was,
we do know, don't we,
we
right?
do
Yeah,
know.
it's, well, yeah, the show didn't explicitly say that the daughter's still alive, but we sort of worked it out by the fact that we weren't told that she was dead, because we are wise and hardened soap viewers who know when we're being led down a garden
Come on.
path. Come on.
Exactly.
Come on. So I feel like this is going to be the reveal. I feel like she is Zoe's daughter. I'm going to put, I'm, am I adamant? Am I going to use the adamant word? Am I going to use the A word on this? I don't know.
Are you
Am I?
adamant?
I don't know if I'm
I'm not
100%
adamant.
adamant, but I'm mini adamant. Adamant. I'm,
I can't even say it,
let me
sir.
say it, I'm not adamant about it. I'm
What
illiterate with an
percentage?
adamancy.
What percentage would you say you're adamant about it?
75.
75. Okay,
Yeah.
fair. I'd be sitting on 60,
Oh.
maybe.
That gives us a good, like, that gives a good 35% of doubts that they could throw in as well, doesn't it? Yeah. But we're going to find out next week. So next week looks pretty big. So let's see what happens there. So talking of Anthony, which we kind of did, not much to discuss here, but he blew up at Patrick. Are we still sticking with our theory from last week? If you didn't, if you missed last
Summit.
week,
Oh, yeah.
me and Rhi have decided that maybe Anthony has inherited the schizophrenic gene from Isaac, and he has no idea that he's Zoe's
Well, not
daughter,
from
but
Isaac, but
no,
shares
but
it,
as in, like,
yes.
shares it. Yeah,
Hereditary
thank
somehow,
you.
yeah.
I'll take that, and that's my storyline now. Thank you very much. And it feel I feel like the way he blew up at Patrick this week kind of suggested slight instability in character. So I think we might be onto something, Rihanna. I really do.
The only other thing I was thinking with the Patrick thing, did he blow up at him after Patrick told him, I've rang Cersei and she sounded scared? Was that when he blew up at him? Or did he blow up at him before?
No, I think he blew up at him and then Patrick. No,
And
because he
then
landed,
Patrick
like,
rang Cersei. Yeah, you're
yeah,
right,
because
yeah.
Patrick went and was like, Anthony yelled at me to Yolandi. And then Yolandi was like, well, you've got Sophie, so
Yeah,
you've got to ring
fair.
her. So, yeah,
You're
so it
right. It
kind of
was
come
in
out of
that order.
nowhere. Yeah.
So I was going to say, if he were genuinely innocent in the Sophie thing, you could argue, well, it's fair enough that he kind of blew up at his dad because he's like, oh, cheers, like, you've got no faith in me. But we're already, oh, because Kat had accused him, weren't it, at the Vic of all the Zoe stuff. And then he went home and got
Yeah.
some and had neat rum in the middle of the day. Do
Yeah,
you think it
which.
is? Do you think it is him with the Zoe stuff? Do you care? Oh, God. Sorry, but I'm bored even asking you. Like,
Well, the thing is,
sorry to say.
now we're coming up to Christmas. I know that we've got answers about to arrive. Then I'm kind of interested again now because I know I'm about to get answers. I feel like, and I think it is Anthony. Again, I'm not adamant, but I feel like I'm not anthemant. But I am kind of, I feel like, yeah,
What
Zoe and
percentage are we on, Robert?
70. I'll go up 5%.
Oh,
Yeah.
70.
Yeah. You?
Okay. I think he's done a cut. I think he did the photos and the card.
All right.
I don't think he's been doing everything. I think
So
there's
you feel
been,
like a big twist.
I think it's a mixture of several people who've been like, oh, she's scared. Oh, I'll do something then. Go on,
Well,
chuck that in me.
I would say that your prime suspect was Sam, and it definitely and it isn't Sam.
No, it's not Sam. Definitely not Sam. No, it's not Sam.
So that either means that a massive curveball is coming, or one of us is right.
I mean, the only way it would be Sam would be if she was trying to get money out of her and
It's
she's not trying to
100% not
extort her,
Sam.
so it's not Sam.
It's not Sam at all. We'll talk about Sam later, but it's definitely not Sam.
Mm.
So yeah, I guess we'll see how it all plays out. Like I say, we're in the run up to Christmas now, so I'm interested again. I'm excited to sort of know the answers. So bring it on.
And meanwhile, Kim
Yes.
getting drunk in the pub in the middle of the day,
Love that.
deciding that she's going to give Yolande all of the money from the car that Howie bought her while
Yeah.
she was drunk. Then she sobers up and they're like, oh, you're going to give me that money? And she's like,
Doesn't really
is that what I
know.
said?
I don't want to do that at all. Yeah.
Did you agree with like them being like, well, you've said it now, so you've got to give it us? Or were you like, she was
No.
drunk? Come on.
Yeah. She's drunk and grieving her relationship that had just broken up. Come
Yeah,
on. Yeah,
right.
I know that Yolandi is sort of like, you know, really sort of working for the soup kitchen and massively charitable.
Yeah.
She knows Kim. Come on.
That's what I thought it were a bit harsh to hold her
It
to when
felt
she said it
like
when she was
it
really
was.
drunk and really kind of upset, really, when she
Yeah,
said
it
it.
felt like actually it was more of a punishment for her getting so drunk and unreasonable and sort of trying
Yeah.
to teach her a lesson in some way. I will
Yeah.
have that money, thank you very much, which you promised me.
I mean, on the flip side, I think it was Patrick's money to begin with
That's
how he
true.
used to buy
Yeah,
the
that's
car.
true. So really, Patrick's money has gone to the soup kitchen.
And Patrick did say to her, like, well, no good's
I
come
don't
from
want
this
it.
money.
Yeah, I don't want it. So yeah. But I did feel a bit for Kim, because like if you
Yeah.
suddenly had 2 grand, it's sort of like, do you know what? 2 grand would do something to help me get over a breakup. I'd be kind of
Yeah.
all right with that. I can at least treat myself to a mad shopping spree. It's Christmas. I can have a massive Christmas to try and cheer myself up. No, that's all going to a soup kitchen. Thank you.
I mean, Rob, when you think of it
Fuming.
like that, though,
I'd be
like, it is going to
fuming.
a soup kitchen, though.
I
You know,
would.
that's what we
Yeah, no, it's absolutely right that it should go to a soup kitchen.
Yo, I sod that soup kitchen. I could be going on a Christmas
Sod the
shopping
homeless,
spree.
sod charity. I want to go shopping. We're like, yeah, absolutely right,
What are our
damn right.
morals? We're
You
like,
have
don't go
none.
and confess to murder. What are you doing
No,
telling him to go to the
don't confess to
station?
murder. Screw the homeless. We're terrible people.
Anyway, yeah,
Oh,
but
there we go.
do you know what? She could have kept a bit aside for
You
herself,
could.
like Denzel
They could have let her have
suggested, but
500
she...
quid. Do you know what I mean? Like, they
Yeah, a
even.
couple hundred at
That would have been
least, you
fifth. That would have
know?
been 1,500 that the soup kitchen didn't have
Yeah.
beforehand, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
which, yes, the soup kitchen definitely deserved a lot of money. That is right. Christmas is about giving. Anyway,
Anyway.
so we are on to Sam next, and she has a very uncertain future ahead of her. So, Sam Mitchell is back in town. First thing she does, stroll into Fields and steal 20 grand. Welcome back,
Of
sir.
course.
Yeah, welcome back.
Love it. Here for it. On
You know,
brand.
just this is the thing with Sam, right? And it's what I've always said about Sam. Like, she tries to be a Janine, she tries to be a gangster lady, and fails miserably at every single
Yeah.
turn. Like, twice in two separate schemes, she tries to steal money this week, and both fall flat on their asses.
It's just
She's
instant
rubbish at
karma
it,
as
which is
well
why I
for
love
her.
Sam. It's why I love
Yeah,
Sam,
she
because she's so
I like Sam.
rubbish at it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like,
And
what was she
lack of
planning on doing? If
morals.
she'd walked into Phil's house and he'd been sat there at the kitchen, she'd have been like, oh, I wasn't expecting to see you there. That screwed my plans up immediately.
Didn't she see him leave first? No, I'm
No, I don't
looking
think
that
she
up.
did. I don't
No,
think she
she's just
did.
like, ah,
Just strolled
Phil's
in.
house, nice one.
Yeah. That's where the safe is. So yeah, she does stroll in and she's trying to get into the safe, and then Nigel comes in behind her and thinks she's Claire. And Sam doesn't correct him. Surprised to see Nigel, and there's a sort of hint that Nigel and Sam used to have quite a nice relationship when Sam was
Yeah.
growing up,
Yeah.
which I
Which
can
makes
totally
sense.
imagine. Oh, I can
Yeah.
totally imagine it. Yeah, like I feel like if you were Sam as a kid with that insane family, you would go to Nigel just for a bit of
Yeah.
sanity now and again, wouldn't you?
Like she said, like the nice brother that she never had is
Yeah.
what she said, weren't it? Yeah.
Bless Nigel. I wish I would be absolutely fine, you know, if EastEnders made up a cure for dementia and said, we're giving that to Nigel.
I
And
know,
Nigel's,
it is
I,
nice having
oh,
him here, isn't it?
I
It
love
is
Nigel
actually
so
really nice
much.
having Nigel. I
Yeah,
know.
I love him so much. But yeah, he's convinced that Sam's Claire. And Sam sort of takes advantage of that later on in the week. But in the meantime, she takes this money and then kind of runs into people from her past. She runs into Zoe. I've got to
Yeah.
be honest, I was a little bit disappointed with the Zoe and Sam scene. I was wanting more.
Yeah, same. Like,
Because what we
given what
got,
happened, yeah.
as we knew we would get, was the second that Zoe laid eyes on Sam, you, it's you, you're stalking me, you're stalking me, you're trying to make my life hell, have you stolen my
Yeah.
cat, do you know where my son is? You know, all this kind of stuff that we're getting from Zoe on a day-to-day basis. And Sam's literally like, I have no idea what you're talking about, and frankly, I don't care.
And she's
Leave me
like,
alone.
it sounds like you've had a really shit time since you've been back on
Yeah.
Square, Zoe. Why are you even still here? Which
Yeah,
sounds in it. That's what she
but then,
says to her, doesn't it? Well.
but to be fair, I think you could throw that argument at anybody who lives on Albert
That's
Square.
so true.
Your
Yeah, I don't
life's crap.
think
Why are you still
literally
here?
ever since she got back to this square, everything's
Yeah,
gone wrong. Yeah.
literally. But she gets in touch with Ricky, and she says to Ricky, "Well, I'm really sorry for everything I've done as a mum. I'm a crap mum. So I want to give you something to remember me by. You're the only thing I've ever done right in my life." And Ricky is sort of like, "What are you talking about, mum? Like, what's going on here, please?" And she's because by this point Phil has found her. I love the fact that when Phil found her, like, got the money back, he took her handbag and walked off with her handbag. She never got that handbag back.
Well, fair play. That's the
Yeah,
least that she could have given him,
he took
considering what
20
she was going to
grand, so I'm going to
take.
take your handbag as well.
I'll
So off
take
he
everything in
strolled.
your handbag, yeah.
Yeah,
Well.
including, yeah, I'm taking your passport, I'm taking your credit cards, I'm taking your chewing gum, everything that's in your handbag is now mine. Fair play.
Airbrush.
Yeah, but she, yeah, what Phil's going to do with a hairbrush? yeah, so she's talking to Ricky, and then Jack walks in and kind of very quickly, sort of like it's almost like she sees Jack and sort of like scatters off, like she gets scared of seeing Jack. But there's something clearly going on with her. Now, the thing is, because we know what this storyline's going to be about, it kind of removed any sense of doubt that I might have had at that moment. But I don't feel actually that I would have had any doubt with Sam about this. What do you think?
Because it was very obvious that she was genuinely trying to get this money for Ricky. Like you, I don't feel like you would have doubted that. But I don't know though, having said that, like the way that she schemed about it, if we didn't know. No, I feel like I agree. Yeah, I would have still thought it was genuine, that aside.
Oh, by the way, she also runs into Vicky as well, which I did enjoy. The
Of
Vicky and
course.
the Vicky and Sam scene was great. I mean, Sam just summed her up perfectly in one line when she turned around and was like, "You waited a whole 9 seconds before you kicked off. Good for you." Which, yep, that's
What
Vicky.
did Vicky say as well? Oh, it's the last of the Hocus Pocus
Yeah,
coven
all we
or
need now is
something. I
Chrissy. We've
liked
got
that.
Hocus Pocus back again. It's sort of like, yeah, very nice. Thank you very much. So I hope that there's more Vicky and Sam scenes to come.
Yes, got to be.
It feels like actually like Zoe and Sam sort of put their thing to bed almost, didn't it? It's sort of like,
I feel like they were kind of okay though when they parted ways like 20 odd years ago. So I
yeah, I
feel
think
like
they
that's why
were.
they are semi okay now, to be fair.
Whereas Vicky
But
is sort of
still.
like, you need to, Vicky needs persuading that everybody on Earth doesn't want to, isn't worth fighting with. So yeah, it's a bit different for Vicky.
I still feel like even though they seemed okay though, Zoe still had no problem in saying to Carl, it's definitely Sam. It's
Oh
Sam.
yeah,
It's
it's
clearly
100%
Sam.
Sam.
What's she doing back? It's obviously Sam. Come
Obviously,
on.
it's Sam.
Even though we just had a
But
really nice civil conversation. It's blatantly Sam.
blatantly Sam.
It is kind of odd that Zoe's so adamant that it's not Anthony as
Yeah,
well.
which means that it's definitely
It
Anthony.
is him. Yeah,
Yeah,
maybe.
100%. Basically, whoever Zoe says it is, it isn't, and whoever she says it isn't, it definitely is.
There we go. Makes sense.
So yeah, and then Jack sort of corners Sam at the tube station because she's sort of like, "Well, my plan failed, so I need to go back to Spain now. See you all later." Corners her at the tube station and starts having a go at her, and then Sam reveals that she's found the lump. And that she is scared that she's going to die. She hasn't been to get herself checked out, but because of her mum's history, because of her own history of breast cancer, she is sort of like, I think she sort of resigns herself to the fact that I've got it and I'm going to die from it.
So what's the point in trying to fight it? If my mum can't fight it, I've got no chance.
So they basically then, Jack kind of keeps her around, and then there's a scene with Denise and Sam. And Sam basically says to Denise, "Right, I'll tell you what then. I wanted to give this money to Ricky. So if you can get me 20 grand, I'll go and get myself checked out because the 20 grand's for Ricky, so it's going to a good place."
Well, honestly, Sam, seriously, like it was just painful.
This is what I
Like,
mean,
why
and
bother?
this is why Sam's so bad at this, because Denise is like, "Yeah, I'll do that, absolutely," and
Yeah,
then says
wink,
to Jack
wink.
later, "Lol," as if she's getting 20
Yeah.
grand.
It's
Sam believed her.
mad though, isn't it? Like the logic of Sam's brain of, oh, I'll get this 20 grand in a really underhand way, as long as it's me who's leaving it to Ricky, even though that money would have come from Jack anyway. Like, what's the point? He's obviously sorted then. If they've got enough money to give you 20 grand, but for her, it's the principle of it needs to be me who's left him
It went
something.
through me at some point, so thereby it's my money.
Exactly. Right? Rather than just spending time with your kid.
Which is what she should be doing, really. But it's just not in Sam's nature to do things
No.
right
No, it's
at
really
all.
not, is it?
Given by the fact that when she speaks to Nigel later, who is still convinced that she's Claire, Nigel sort of realized, I think, because Nigel was in, like, "Well, I haven't seen Claire in years and years. I owe her so much as a father. So if you need money, I'll give you money." So off they trot to the bank. And quite quickly, Julie and Phil realize that Nigel's missing and Sam's missing, and so this is problematic. So they track him down, and there's a fabulous moment where Julie smacks Sam in the face.
What a right
What
hook.
a right hook.
What a right hook.
And you know what Phil heard when that punch happened? The sound of wedding bells. I'm telling you now, it's
Oh,
coming.
no.
And let me tell you, there is traction gaining online for Phil and Julie, Rihanna, let me say.
Yeah, well, if you like that, that's your thing.
I'm here for it. It's like I've said all along. If it keeps Julie around, then fine. I'll deal with it.
She
Actually,
could be around on her own anyway.
No, I
I
think
prefer it to
actually.
be with Ian than Phil.
See, this is the thing, though. I'm actually looking at this sort of kind of softer Phil that we've got now. Still capable of blowing up. Still capable of doing something underhand. And the old Phil Mitchell with a baseball bat will still be there. But I feel like this sort of retired Phil would actually suit Julie really, really well. I think that they could muck along quite happily together. I think
yeah, but it's Nigel's wife, so no.
Yeah, but that's
I
that's
mean,
so
it's Albert
it.
Square, isn't it?
Albert
That's by the
Square.
by, isn't it?
Trust me, that's the least of Albert Square's problems.
Can't they just be mates? Can't we just have them be mates?
Nope.
I know. Okay.
Julie
Platonic
Mitchell.
Friendship.
Julie Mitchell. It's coming. I'm telling you now. What do you think?
I know you're right. You're right.
What do you think? Julie and Phil? What do you reckon? I think it's happening. And I'm excited for it because I want Julie around full time after Nigel's gone. And more Julie is giving me Pam vibes. They're not the same character. But
yeah,
I mean, that
I can
kind
see
of
what you're saying with that.
Mother of the square, tea sipping queen. I want her around all of the time. And if that's is what has to happen in order to make Julie a regular character post Nigel, then fine.
But why does it have to happen? Can't she just stay on her own?
What would be the why would she stay on her own?
Oh, right. Where's the drama in that?
Exactly.
Eh?
Yeah, sorry, we're in a soap. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be no character lives on their own. And if you live on your own, you're getting axed.
At one point, I thought her and George could have got together, you know?
Just anybody but, yeah. Is that where you're at right now? Ian, George,
yeah,
anybody.
Any...
Anyone.
Johnny. You know,
Johnny, get in with Johnny. Yeah, Timothy, if you met Julie, then you'll get on really, really well.
See, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So I thought Sam did quite well in terms of the fact that Phil actually had some sympathy for her by the end of the week because Nigel sort of realizes what went on, kind of, but then basically says to Phil, "Look, she's your sister." Like, be kind. That's all I wanted to do. Like, just sort of like, at the end of the day, it's only money. And who's going to be around? Who gives a toss about money? It's not, I can't spend it once I'm gone. We can't spend money once we're gone. So she is your sister and she needs you at this time. And I think once he's over the anger of it, he remembers maybe failings that he did when Peggy was going through this and he doesn't want to repeat that.
Yeah, it definitely touches Phil, doesn't he? And he goes, right, yeah, okay, fair enough. I need to be there for her. However, she did con him.
Yeah.
And everyone seems to have forgotten. Like, when he went to that bank, he still thought that she was Claire. Even though she tried to turn around and stop him, he went to that bank thinking that she was Claire. He didn't realise that that was Sam Mitchell who was taken to the bank.
Yeah, no.
So for him to have all forgiven her, it seems quite odd to me, actually.
I don't think that she has been forgiven. I mean, I would love to have heard Julie's reaction when she... Oh, she's staying here, is she? Oh, she's staying
true,
here with Nigel.
True.
Great. So I feel like Sam's not going to have an easy time while she's in the Mitchell house. But also, I kind of feel like Julie is the sort of person that when this diagnosis comes through, she's going to put that aside and be a sort of caring person and be supportive of Phil.
Yeah, of course. That shoulder to cry on for Phil.
Yep.
You know?
Grief, anyway, sex, grief, sex, grief, sex. It's
happening. Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, Sam's diagnosis is coming. We didn't learn exactly what's happened this week. Phil has said to her, you're staying here, we're going to the appointment and I'll take you there myself. So I think we'll find out what the future holds next week.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see how it plays out. But good to have Sam back.
I'm happy that Sam's back,
yeah,
yes. 100%. Definitely.
And I saw a bit of a kind of consternation online about what she did to Nigel. And saying that it was really underhand and too far. And I'm sort of like, at the end of the day, she did look guilty about it at one point as well, didn't she? There was a brief moment where she was sort of like, am I actually doing this? Is this too low even for me? But she sort of went through
and
it.
And then
anyway.
Nigel went, no, come on, I'm taking it at a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. At least it's not, and I know this is going to sound odd and I'm not justifying it in any way, but she wasn't trying to con him to get herself out of trouble or something. Mm. She had, like, good intentions with the money, even though it was horrendous the way that she's gone about trying to get this money. Like I said to you, like, morally, you might as well not bother, which is pretty much what Ricky said to her, weren't it? Like, I don't want money if you're getting it that way anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it.
It just doesn't enter Sam's head at all that the way that she's going
Yeah.
about it is wrong. It's the end result that she cares
Yeah.
about, and that's
Yeah.
it. She doesn't care about the way that she gets there. But you
No.
like, yeah, the idea that like the money goes through her at some point, even if she just passes it to somebody. Right, this is my money
Yeah.
now. There you go. I've just given you that for out of my own pocket. Like,
Yeah.
it's warped logic, to say the least.
It
But
is
that's
definitely.
Sam, isn't it?
It
That's Sam.
is. Yeah.
Gold star this week, Ray.
I've been debating this. I think I'm actually going to give it to Nicola this week.
Okay, interesting. I think I might have to give mine to Harry again, to be honest with you.
Oh, I was debating Gina. I was between Nicola and Gina, but I'm going to give it to Nicola. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there we go. Nicola and Harry for gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold star is going to. And as usual, folks, we shall finish the podcast with some comments from you. Before we read this week's comments out, huge congratulations to Shona McGarty, third place in I'm a Celebrity. I have to say, I mean, I love I'm a Celebrity. I watch it every year, and I thought she came across so well. Like she
Yeah, she
seems,
did.
she does. She comes across as just a really beautiful human being. I really, really like her.
Also relate quite a relatable kind of person as well, like down to earth. I thought she was going to win, to be fair.
I wanted her to win. I'll be real. I wanted her to win. I'd not heard of Angry Ginge, and I don't care about his life because he's a
I'd
football
heard of
player.
Angry Ginge. I
He
think
was
he
all
was a
right.
nice young lad, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was a deserving winner. He was a
Yeah.
nice lad. But yeah, obviously we were Team EastEnders. But I
Yeah, of
thought Shona came
course.
across really, really well. I loved
Yeah.
Tom Reed Wilson as well. I really did have a soft spot for him. I thought
Oh,
he was
dear.
adorable. I thought he was adorable. I really like him.
Well, I'm glad you like him. That's nice.
Oh, you're so harsh, you are. You're
I'm
really,
not
really
harsh. You hated
harsh.
H. I love
Oh, that's
H.
true. Yeah, that's
So
true.
there we go. We're even, aren't
There we go. We're even. Also, Belinda Soper, I think, still sort of is doing well in Strictly. I've got to be honest, I don't
Yeah, I
watch
think she's in
Strictly.
semi-finals now.
Good. I've seen performances that she's done. She's doing amazingly.
She's really good.
From what I can tell, queen of the dance-offs. She's been in quite a lot of
Ooh.
dance-offs, and she's smashed every single one of them.
Fair
So
play to
clearly,
her.
to me, that sounds like a journey that sounds like she should win.
I agree.
No, there you
Again, we're
go.
Team EastEnders,
Team
so of course
EastEnders
we'd say
all
that.
the way. Comments this week, Ray.
We've got a comment here from Marion McSaveni who says, "So, I hate to let reality get in the way of a good story, but I find it hard to believe that Nigel would still be in control of his finances given he was declared incapable just a few weeks ago in a court. Also, Oakie's sister was sitting right next to Harry as he said it was his fault."
I mean, I would
Ooh.
say fair points about the Nigel stuff. The Harry
Yeah.
stuff, I feel like there is an argument that the judge would look at the situation that she believed was in front of her and think that Harry was just trying to stop his dad from going to prison, despite the fact that he did do it. I mean, none of it makes sense in the fact that if they'd just told the truth about self-defense, and nobody would have to go to prison, I would argue, but.
There is that. I think as well, when Harry said it was all my fault, I interpreted that as other people might just think he was saying it because of the mess that he'd got himself into with it. Because technically, it was his fault because Teddy was standing up for Harry, essentially.
Oakie's sister didn't seem that bothered. Do you reckon we'll see her again?
I'm wondering this because I don't know why we've seen her at all if we're not going to
Yeah.
see her again.
I
Like,
mean,
why bother?
her introduction understandably pushed Harry over the edge. I can get that because it's
Yeah.
sort of like being faced with the consequences of your actions.
Yeah.
Like, you've taken this woman's brother away from her.
Yeah.
So I
Yeah.
can understand why that would push him to where he went to. Whether we see him, see her again, I don't know. To be honest, I don't think we need to. But if we do, then
I
we
don't think
do.
we need to, but I also don't think that we did need to anyway. They could have easily have just wrote that she'd wrote an obituary in paper and be like, "Oh God, he's left a sister behind or something."
Yeah, but I don't think that would have the same impact, to be
It
honest with you.
wouldn't because, yeah, you could argue that with a lot of things that could just be,
I like
a
Harry's
text
reading the
message rather than a
like someone like Harry.
face-to-face.
Yeah, I like someone like Harry's reading the paper.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we might see her again personally,
Nah, I think
but.
we might do. We'll see what happens. Susan Perry says two things. First, I love the way Ian is being written at the moment. He is still very much Ian Beale in what he says and does, but he has a softer, more humorous side, which I think really works for him as a character. Second, I thought Julie was going to slap Sam, but that right hook was superb and very well deserved, I would say as well. It was a good Julie moment.
Very good Julie moment. Very,
Yeah.
I was impressed. I think that is what's going to make Phil impressed with. Oh,
Yeah.
she's got a right hook, hasn't she?
Oh, you
Well,
know Phil, love someone that can punch.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a good right hook, though. I'll give her that. You would have thought that Julie would be more of a slapper, I was going to say. Somebody who would slap.
Old slapper, is that what you think she is, Ree? Finally, Pugstar Streams says, I know Gemma Bissix has denied it, but the more we see of Nigel talking about Claire, the more I think she's coming back. She said she wouldn't come back due to what Claire would do to Nigel with his dementia, but I think a couple of days before he dies, she'll come back. She has just gone on a break from Hollyoaks just before Nigel is nearing the end. It does work out quite well. I feel like it would be weird if Claire didn't make any appearance whatsoever.
I think with all the mentions that
yeah.
Nigel's had of Claire, I thought it this week. I thought she's got to come back. He's been talking about her too much for us to not see her.
Exactly. And for all the sort of like the false dawns that he's had in terms of the fact that he thinks he's seen Claire a lot.
Yeah.
For him to actually see Claire before he leaves, before he goes, would feel poetically nice. Even though realistically, he's probably going to go, Claire, Claire. Oh my God, it's Claire. And then when he actually has Claire in front of him, I go, who are you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But it would feel right to have Claire back for a bit. She is on a break from Hollyoaks. Currently, she's in prison.
Interesting.
Having just been in a plane crash. She survived that. And a little biplane crashed onto the village for the 30th.
Of course
and
it did.
Claire was in it. And it's weird that they're both called Claire.
Yeah, I know it is. I know. Yeah. But there you go.
But yeah, do you think? I think I could see just one episode, even if it's just for the funeral.
I was thinking just for the funeral would be fitting. I feel like she needs to come back for the funeral. Like we say, he's mentioned her too many times as well. Yeah. She's got to come back for something. Or maybe she could video call him in his last moments or something.
Yeah. I think we will. I think she will make an appearance of some description at some point before the end. Has to, surely.
Mm. Do you think the end is near? Do you think it is going to be Christmas?
I don't think it is Christmas now.
Last week you were literally like, Christmas.
I was adamant.
Christmas.
I was adamant. Adamant. Yes.
When we learn about using that word, Rob,
it's not a good word for us to use. But I know. I think he's going to be. I think we're looking at February.
Yeah, I'm thinking February. Yeah,
that's my new thing. I think February. But we'll see. That's it for this week. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark and Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Oh, go on. It's Christmas.
Oh, my throat then. That
well
last
done.
Bit. Ooh.
Well done. You've done very well. Push through
Thank
it.
You, because I am actually quite a lot of pain now from all this talking. My throat's hurting a lot, so I'm going to go rest.
Done very well. I hope you feel... Oh, you poor lady. I hope you feel better next week.
Thank you.
Yeah, got a whole week to recover now, Ray. If you're still whinging about this next week, then you're just pushing
I'm still sending you voice notes at 7:30 going, hello, Rob.
Hello.
Then there's something wrong.
Sounded like a Dalek. Yeah, a northern Dalek.
That's
exterminate.
Me. I'm not that northern.
No, sure.
Oh, no, I am. Okay. Anyway.
There we go.
On right. That note.
Right. We'll be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.